yesterday, today is a better day. I almost guarantee you get a better chance to start off with a fresh, clean slate, making the day a better day. Coming up, a report from the airport. Also, Lindsay Lohan and her usual foolishness. Jennifer will have that. The new ABBA Museum is opening. We'll pay tribute to that. You've heard the story of Tom Cruise signing on officially for Mission Impossible 5, another $50 million deal for him.
Not bad, huh? Just cash those checks, Tom.
Hi.
He's good in that role, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is good. That's a good franchise. The Gang of Eight's immigration reform bill going through the House and, it passed the Senate has passed this as they passed the internet tax thing. But the House has not yet worked on this or haven't really smoothed it out. But in order to get the facts, because supposedly that's what they make their decision on, what the facts are, there's a lot of research going on. And Robert Rector, who's a Washington scholar, Richie, has documented the financial impact of providing legal status to 11 million or so unauthorized immigrants who are now living in our country.
Okay.
According to this report out today, the immigrants will receive $9.4 trillion in government benefits and services while paying $3.1 trillion in taxes. Sounds like a deficit to me. About $6 trillion, in fact. And the deficit will have to be paid by somebody, guess who? Richie, look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, look in the mirror.
That's me.
Kenny, look in the mirror.
Yep.
According to the report, the average unauthorized immigrant is 34 years old, has a 10th grade education, receives $14,000 per household per year in government benefits. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? How much do you get from the government every year after you pay your taxes? After the interim period of 10 years, when the immigrants become eligible for welfare and subsidies, the deficit will jump to $29,000 per household. So it goes from 14 to 20, so it doubles in 10 years. So, there's going to be a press conference today in Washington to talk about for or against. In this case, it would seem these arguments would lead us all to think it's not a great idea. The amnesty proponents say that they can take somebody from Mexico or Guatemala or whatever with a 10th grade education, drop them into our system, and somehow the individual is going to pay more in taxes than they take out in benefits. It's not only untrue, it is implausible, says the author of this study. The average immigrant receives government benefits for 50 years. That's $592,000 over the 50 years, more in government benefits during his or her lifetime than he or she would pay in taxes. So how does that square off against the average person? Jennifer, Richie, me, I think Kenny's doing some work now. Think about what you get in government benefits. Rich, what are your government benefits?
Well, directly...
Be objective, yeah.
Indirectly. Directly, I am not getting a check for the government to benefit me for anything.
Right.
Indirectly, my kids go to school, I drive on the roads.
Well, you're paying for that, though.
Sure, I'm paying for that.
Yeah.
I'm safe from being attacked by the North Korean missiles.
Really?
Yeah, those are the indirect benefits.
You sure of that?
My water is supposedly clean.
Yeah.
You get all
kinds of that either.
Right.
Okay. So, have you figured out what it's worth in terms of dollar and cent? You pay X amount of dollars in taxes a year.
I will
figure out
what
the benefits are.
I look at my check at the end of every month,
mm-hmm.
and I see what has been taken out of it.
Right.
The benefit that I am receiving is not worth what they're taking out of my check.
I see. But there are a lot of people who are getting more benefits out of what you put in than you are. That's how it works out.
And I'm happy
you
to help.
You put in more. Yeah, but you don't want to be told you have to help. Wouldn't you rather volunteer the help?
I would.
Yeah. I think that's kind of where I come from. I just want you to know that there is plenty. There are repercussions to all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I haven't discussed, at least in this light, but I normally do when I bring this up, the fact that part of this bill allows another 1 million immigrants to come into the country legally every year. We now have a $1 billion.
Where do they go, even? I mean, that's the thing. Where are we going to put them?
Well, it isn't that so much. I mean, there's a plenty of one-bedroom apartments in downtown Framingham where there are five and six living. There's plenty of that going on. But the other side of it is, what in the world are we going to do when it comes to the population of people who are looking for work? You let in another million, so you got 2 million who are here legally. Another however many come in every year, plus the 11 that are already here. What does that do for ever getting your employment number down to where it was before, 3-4%? It's now still close to 8, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right with the unemployment, but the one issue, if you were going to ask me, my government benefit, the only one that I could really truthfully think of, because I've never had government assistance, I've never been on unemployment, yeah, is school. In California, we have a good school system, right, where the government offsets much of the cost for going through the California state system, which I did. So I think that would be the only benefit that I get. Now, if I think about schools here, I always think about my mom teaching school and how they can't say no to any illegal kids that are in the school system. Anybody can join the LA Unified School District or any of the school systems. And the schools already are broken. So if you're going to plan on bringing more kids in, I just don't see how we can afford it or how the schools can even support that.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty discouraging, isn't it? The president's working over both Republicans and Democrats to try to get this bill passed. Matter of fact, he played golf yesterday with Republican Senators Saxby Chambliss of Georgia and Bob Corker of Tennessee, as well as a Democratic
senator.
His name
is Corker?
Corker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Porker.
Now,
I was going to say, well, that's appropriate.
Uh-huh. Did you hear one of those two that he was playing with, Chambliss, hit a hole in one?
I didn't hear that.
When he was playing with the president yesterday.
Really?
Can you imagine that?
Where do they go to play?
They should be ashamed of themselves.
Isn't
they
there,
should be sitting in an office.
No, they go to Andrews Air Force Base. There's a golf course on Andrews Air Force Base.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but, you know, for example, your dad and my dad played golf their whole life.
Yep.
3 times a week, 4 times a week,
I've
sometimes played every
day.
Okay.
Yep.
My dad came close on several occasions to hitting a hole in one. Never did it. All right. Uh-huh. This guy is, the day he's playing with the president, nails one right in the cup.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine? What are the odds?
But I like Jennifer's approach. Why aren't they in an office doing some work?
Well, I think the president will tell you that a lot of business gets done on the golf course.
Whatever.
And
a lot of people will tell you that
on the golf course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. It's true enough.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I'll give you a stroke on that one, Richie.
Good.
888-302.
302.
You still play? Do you play golf at all?
I've never seen. I'm a hacker.
Golf. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I go out.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Email
in the woods
to Doug@DougStephan.com. Jen at Doug. Actually, Jennifer@DougStephan.com. Richard@DougStephan.com. Ken@DougStephan.com. Yada 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 yada. How about your teeth? How are they looking today? Teeth. Your teeth are in a drawer. This probably is not for you. If your teeth. Although, I'm actually.
Those teeth need care,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, actually, I was chuckling a little, but I think maybe power swabs would help your teeth. You have false teeth, and you don't like the way they're looking. But you can let them sit in the jar with Efferdent all night, and doesn't that clean them up? You can't do that with your real teeth.
I think so, yes.
You can put them with Efferdent. So I'm not sure that using power swabs on teeth that come out at night will help you much. But I do know that if your teeth do not come out at night, this is the ideal way, the truest, the best way to cover all the surfaces in your mouth with the brightness. Power swabs, a paste, actually 2 tubes of paste. You put the first one, let it set for a minute or two, then put the second one on, and you will notice a difference in 5 minutes. I did. You will. You will love it. Take you no time at all to clean up the yellow, ugly stains from smoking, from drinking, from tea, coffee, all that sort of thing. There's nothing that will make you feel better than having a nice smile. And you'll look good using power swabs to clean up your teeth. Patented coconut-based solution. There's no chemical in it. Somebody's done a lot of work here. I know the guy, Dr. Martin Ginniger. I think we've talked to him a couple of times on this program. Power Swabs works on your teeth to clean them up white and bright. Do yourself a favor. Call 800-865-7602. Call for your risk-free supply right now. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. It is proven. It is a fact that your smile will be whiter in 5 minutes using power swabs. So help yourself risk-free, 800-865-7602. And when you are calling them up, take a moment and say, I'm listening to Doug Steffen. They give it to you for 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-865-7602.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like DieHard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire, vehicle of lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
The 10 cities with the worst traffic in America, and this is almost a, like, well, you'd think it was a hoo-hoo, the big demo cities. Boston at number 10, Washington number 9, Seattle number 8, San Jose 7, Bridgeport, Connecticut 6,
really?
New York 5, Austin 4, I find it very interesting, San Francisco 3, Honolulu is 2.
Yeah, that's a weird one, huh?
And Los Angeles, no surprise there, the worst traffic in the country, according to a survey. We're spending 38 hours a year sitting in traffic.
LA is average. Oh, LA is terrible.
Unbelievable. 21 half the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide provide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Some folks around the country, ready?
Ready.
People living in Jonesboro, Arkansas, hello.
Hello.
Hope, hello. Arkansas, hello.
Hope. Hello.
Hello. Prescott, Arizona, hello.
Prescott.
How about hello. Lafayette, Louisiana, hello.
Lafayette, we are here.
Hello. Sheldon, Washington, hello.
Hello.
Sheldon. All of these cities have names of people.
Have they?
Prescott, Sheldon.
Yeah.
That's true. That's kind of weird.
How about Wellington, Kansas? That sounds like a very
like
Wellington, Florida.
Yeah. Hello, Wellington.
Very yes, yes, yes.
Park my car, Wellington.
This is a controversy that needs some time from us here, mostly because it makes that little worm Justin Bieber look bad, and I'm happy to do that.
I love those stories, definitely.
But at the hands of Usher, couldn't look too smart either.
For sure.
At the end of this deal. Kenny, you want to explain this, the copyright infringement suit against both of these guys?
Well, apparently Usher was working with this other artist on this song.
Artist B, is that it? Artist B.
Yes, we'll call him Artist B.
Artist B.
It's someone no one has heard of yet, anyway. And he was working with him on this song, and Usher did the song, actually did a demo of it that he put up on YouTube, but he thought it was would be a better vehicle for Justin Bieber. Mm. So Usher produced Justin Bieber doing it and just cut the other guy completely out, and nice. It was his song.
Wow.
Justin Bieber, meanwhile, has a platinum hit in like 10 countries with it.
Right. That guy's going to get a lot of money.
Yep.
The guy, yeah, right.
So.
Yeah, I do too. I hope so. Meanwhile, Mother's Day in the focus because it is this Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to whoever it is who we got around here. Richie, you're going to do something special for Janet with the children
on
Mother's
Day? I would,
but
she's on another continent right now.
Oh,
so
she? Okay. Well, that'd be
I won't be able to
that.
Do too much, so yeah. I will do something special for the kids, for Janet's mom, who is still here, and my mom.
Kenny, is your mom still alive?
Yes, she is.
I say, do you pay attention to her on Mother's Day and other days?
Absolutely.
Never. She's on her own.
Yeah, yes, I do. I am actually going to get to go see her in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good. She's in South Carolina? North Carolina.
Yes, she is. She's in South Carolina.
Yeah, good.
Don't forget the cheer wine.
The poll today, you were, Jennifer, please.
What?
You can't mention South Carolina without Jennifer.
It's actually North Carolina that has the cheer wine, but it's close enough.
The poll today at DougStefan.com, are you traveling for Mother's Day? A, yes, I'm going to go to my mom's house. B, maybe I haven't, I'm not sure, but I haven't decided yet. C, no, my mom is coming to my house. D, none of the above. E, when is Mother's Day? For the doofuses that are asking that, hello, it's this Sunday. Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. We never have our old bulletin sounder. Anyway, we had that bulletin sounder.
I have a bulletin sounder.
And then we have that
dun-dun-dun. I'm a little upset that you didn't ask me what I was doing for Mother's Day.
Because you go, I don't have to. You're going to your mother's house.
No.
Yeah?
That's not the truth. No, really? I'm not.
You're taking your mother to Big Boy?
No, I'm not taking her to Big Boy. Maybe I might, but I don't know. No, I bought her tickets to a play, but we're going to spend the day doing a little shopping for our cruise that we're going on in a couple of weeks.
But you're going back to Alaska. It's the same old place. Why are you going back
to Alaska? She's never been on a cruise before, Doug.
Really? Oh,
and
okay.
More icebergs, polar bears, all that kind of stuff.
What are you
big deal.
Look at you guys. So jaded.
Well, you can't even lay out on the Lido deck in your bikini.
No.
No.
Unless you go
to
cold.
That's why I go there, so I can wrap up in a coat.
All right, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162 to learn how you can make a difference doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
I'm Julian Ritchie, Associate Vice President, Customer Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Build bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Our fate to the wind, in a sense. Another half hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes. If you haven't heard the story about Matt Kemp and...
This is even hard for you to say, isn't it?
Well...
Matt Kemp and the Dodgers, Doug. Dodgers.
All right, Uri's going to put a spin on that in a moment.
Yes.
Meanwhile...
Don't worry, Doug. They're no threat.
You Dodgers?
Say it, yeah. Say it without any fear.
The Red Sox will win.
Probably.
Actually, the Red Sox, aren't they in, like, first place?
Red Sox are doing well this year.
Yeah, they are.
The Dodgers, not so much. Even though they're the highest salary team in baseball, but listen, you can't buy chemistry, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what they always said about the Yankees, though. Look at the Yankees. They always were winning because they paid the most money to the players, and that was it. It was all about money. So let's, for a moment, think about a vision. Everybody has an imagination. How often do you use your imagination, and is it well trained? Most of us, when we hear stories about Loch Ness monsters, for example, or monsters in general, you know, I say all the time, I don't like creepy, crawly creatures. Somebody actually made fun of me the other day because I said I wouldn't go to see, and I think it was... was it The Hobbit? No, it was one of the... No, I just wouldn't go see...
Yeah, you were talking about some movie you wouldn't see because
Jurassic Park.
No, well, that's... Yeah, that's...
Well, that's a given.
That was a given. But no, it was one of the Harry Potter... But all the Harry Potter movies I wouldn't go see because I don't want to see the creepy crawly... I wouldn't go see Oblivion because of what looks like a pretty creepy crawly creature. I wouldn't see that Earth movie with Will Smith because, again, really creepy crawly... I had a hard time, as much as I really wanted to enjoy, and I did for the most part after I put my mouth, my mind out of it, seeing Avatar because of some of the things.
Avatar just, I never saw it because it looked like the Smurfs on crack, you know?
Nah, it was actually the Smurfs.
Sorry, great, I know, I'll have to see it someday on video.
Alright, so here's this mysterious
D, otherwise it's not the
carcass. No, I saw it in regular D.
No, I'm telling Jennifer, you don't watch it on video. Cause
regular D.
Everything I look at is in triple D. I mean double D.
I have something. Meredith calls me 3D. So we have something in common now, Jennifer.
Perfect.
That's sweet. A mysterious carcass has washed ashore in New Zealand. Just give it a rest, Rich, will you? The speculation continues about whether there are such things as the Loch Ness Monster, monsters in general, dinosaurs, are they still around? So who's got the story behind the story? This is a rotting animal, and I only can think of one thing. On the farm, when we have trouble with a cow that will not conceive, normally the reason is because there's a mummified calf inside her system. And sometimes you can get them out by luteinizing them.
Maybe that's
sometimes
what's wrong with
can't.
Me.
But you, oh, sorry about that.
Hey, you have a mummified calf in you.
So there's this rotting animal.
Yeah, down in New Zealand, they a bunch of people riding around on the beach on four-wheelers found what they're saying, a prehistoric-looking creature. And when you look at this thing, it looks like a dinosaur head.
Mm-hmm. They said that it's 9 meters, which is 30 feet long. That's huge. Yeah. It has large teeth and rudimentary flippers. So it obviously was something from the ocean at some point. So was it a swimming dinosaur?
Didn't we have one of these stories last year where this unknown creature came along?
Yeah.
So it
turned out to be Bob Kay.
Our general manager here at Stephen Multimedia.
Yeah, that's funny. Huh. A marine biologist says it's a killer whale, but I don't know. You look at this thing, because of its flipper, they think it was just a killer whale. But look at the head on this thing. It looks like a dinosaur head.
Flipper. Well, dolphins' heads, you could argue that a dolphin head looks like a certain type of a dinosaur. T-Rex and even dolphins have very sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So you could make that argument. So what's the bottom line? Is it or isn't it?
Well, there's not enough material to take a definitive
And even if it were, they wouldn't tell us, because I don't think they want us to know, do you?
Yeah, it's kind of like the UFO
Who's
thing.
They and us.
The scientists and us and usins.
Like, really? It's like Bigfoot.
It is.
Or the
like
Loch Ness Monster.
You know there's
UFOs.
A Yeti. Somewhere in Oregon, there is a Yeti.
Yeah.
And he's just hanging out in the forest.
Or
the
Jersey Devil.
Yeah, and they don't want us to know, right?
There's a Yeti museum in Oregon. Have you ever been there?
No, but I'd like to.
Really?
One day, the Yeti will return, and they will call it the Return of the Yeti.
Check, please.
It's time for a pause in the action here, and then Uri's going to calm us down. Uri Geller up next here on Good Day.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You can save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
the music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a
$100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. It's 18 and a half minutes before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Kenny, what's the latest when it comes to following all the social media and the things that are going on, both with our, it's Twitter.com. No, it isn't. It's just Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com. Doug's, what is it? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And I have so many of these handles around. But what are people responding to in the various things that we have laid before them to think about?
Most of the comments are about the kidnapping in Ohio.
Yeah.
We asked, what do you think the lesson is, or what should we take away from this story? And Mike says, until there's a body, never give up hope. Jay says, the police let us down. With these girls were found within 3 miles from where they were taken. Obviously, the police didn't look very hard for them. Once again, it was a private citizen who found them.
Yeah. I'm very, you know, we had all this praise heaped on the various police agencies and the federal agencies after the Boston bombing. You know what? There are way too many of them. They got way too much credit in mass. There are some people who did a very good job, but they were mostly falling all over themselves. There's just too much. I mean, it's like in Florida, the police fall all over themselves because there's so many of them and they're so badly trained. It's very annoying. Frankly, to have these sort of situations continue to crop up. And when they do a good job, everybody falls all over themselves to praise them. But most of the time, they're just kind of there, occupying time and space. So, having said that, let's move to our friend Uri Geller, who is joining us from his home in a little village on the Thames River in England. Uri is perhaps the most powerful master motivator that there is on the planet. So here's a good story for you, Uri. You and I are not big. You like football the way it's played in England. That's your sport. And I don't know that you pay much attention to baseball over here. But Jennifer has been following a story from a baseball player named Matt Kemp. So I thought she wants to get your spin on what it is that he has done and what impact it has.
Well, Uri, the Dodgers have had a pretty disappointing season. They lost 6 games in a row. They were playing the Giants in San Francisco, and that's their rival. They were swept 3 games in the series. And Matt Kemp actually was the last out of the game in the ninth inning, and he has only one home run on the season. And so everybody just expects him to kind of walk off into the locker room disappointed and dejected. Well, he sees this kid who is sitting in a sea of Giants orange. This kid is sitting in a blue Dodger blue sweatshirt towards the front of the stadium, and he walks over to him. And the kid, he's got this lost stare. He can't talk. He's got his limbs are frozen. And Matt Kemp goes over to him, says hi, hands him a ball, a signed ball. And then all of a sudden, he said that it just got him. He got connected with this kid's eyes, and he just starts taking off his clothes pretty much. He takes off his jersey. He hands it to him, puts it in his lap. He's getting ready to walk away, and then he takes off his shoes and puts his used baseball shoes in this kid's lap. And the kid, you can just see, I mean, it's a great video to watch. He's very, very ill. He's got 90 days at the most to live. But this just kind of made his life. He has these inoperable tumors in his spine. And this was just a really cool thing to see because it wasn't for show. You can see that Matt Kemp was really psychically connected to this kid and kind of got brought into him, and that's why he just started handing him all these things. And it was it kind of a cool thing to see. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, you should watch the video.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's compassion. It's love.
It's, you know, what all of the Americans watching these games and seeing, because this is not something new. Usually they do bring terminally ill children to big matches, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, and there are many charities that allow children who are terminally ill to live out their wishes. I have a charity here in England, as a matter of fact, this is really synchronicity, where we fly in terminally ill kids from Israel and Palestine, and they tour London. I try to get them tickets to see the Paul McCartney concerts and so on, and then they come over to my house. You know, we built a pyramid in my garden, so I try to motivate them and inspire them. I'm not a healer, but when I bend a spoon for these sick kids, the spoon becomes almost like a placebo effect. They believe in my word, so therefore I can talk to them about inspiration and working with their doctors and taking the medicines and so on. And you can see the spark in their eyes. It's just incredible. And then what I feel and what Kemp felt probably when he did this to this kid, it's just simply incredible, an incredible emotional feeling that overpowers you. And then it touches all the viewers that watch that unfold on television.
So what is there about this energy that gets people, this invisible sort of thing? Some people really do get it early, and other people poo-poo it. They don't believe it. They don't want to believe it. Why do you suppose there's so much of it?
Come on, Doug. Doug, the energy of love is definitely tangible. Come on, it touches
me. You and I believe it, but there are a lot of people who just don't. They say, no, that's hocus-pocus, or worse, they'll say, you're practicing the occult because you make mention of things like this, which, of course, is nonsense, but that's what some people who are so tied up in these sort of beliefs that aren't healthy.
Most people who are skeptics, not all of them, but most of them are kind of crusaders. So you hear the negative stuff thrown back at you when you do something of this nature, something that is beautiful, that is tender, that is pure compassion and unconditional love. And because we, the believers, we don't, you know, we accept it as a fact. So, you cannot put the tangible love and the power, the energy of love into anything that is occult or paranormal. Love is there, and we experience it from the day we are born, Doug, with our parents, with our siblings, with our family, with our friends. And then somebody, a total stranger like this kid who was sick, touches someone else. This happens a billion times a day. Most of these deeds are unwritten. They're not written about. They're not talked about. You know what's happening in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Syria. These deeds happen daily, every day. But because of the power of television and when a match is televised and someone does it in front of the cameras, and it's registered immediately and is transmitted into millions and millions of homes, and people see that and they say, oh, this is beautiful. And the people who say, oh, come on, he's doing it for the publicity or so on, just ignore them. Ignore the skeptics.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing we take away from this. Ignore the skeptics. Stick by your beliefs. Stick to your guns, as it were.
Let me just say one thing, that positive thought and action are the enemies of sorrow. Please repeat that in your mind, and you'll understand what I mean.
And worry is praying for what you don't want. Uri Geller, check out his website. Wonderful material there for all of you to help yourself. URIGELLER. Uri Geller here on Good Day.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Old dog Warren Nexta. I'm sorry, Warren.
Warren, that's rough.
That is rough. Right, exactly. Let's see here. Warren, by the way, hosts the Pet Show, heard on a lot of great radio stations all around the country every weekend. And his product line includes vitamins and minerals for your dog and cat. Separate products for the dogs and the cats called Hugs and Kisses. I feed Charlotte Hugs and Kisses all the time. Matter of fact, I actually need some more, Warren. That's a subtle hint. So every time you want to keep Charlotte going. Charlotte is doing well, by the way. Charlotte is one of the few bulldogs ever living to the age that she has, and I credit Warren and Hugs and Kisses for much of that success. How about that?
That was a good kiss-up after calling me an old dog.
I figure you and I have known each other long enough I can get away with that.
Absolutely.
Not going to have too many hurt feelings over it. The Warren Eckstein process here is one that really works in so many different ways. He's a pet psychologist, has studied long and hard the moods of cats and dogs. Do you know that, by the way, cats, Meredith said to me last night, she didn't understand why so many people don't like cats. They're smart. We were looking at some story that indicated cats are among the smartest of the non-human species, which I find hard to believe. But look at all the things they get you to do. They never do a damn thing. So they must be pretty smart, right? When's the last time you saw a cat doing anything? Once in a while, it chases a few mice. That's
my
it.
My cat right? is adorable.
What does your cat do?
What
does
do you
she
mean?
Do? She doesn't do anything.
She eats. Yeah. She lets me pet her. She
oh,
isn't
that nice? She lets you pet her.
Here's She's easy, my confidant.
Here's the easy answer.
Yeah.
Okay? The more intelligent animal is not going to listen to you.
Exactly.
Really? Cats are so smart, they convince the public that they can't be trained just so we get
yep.
off their backs.
Really?
In other words, I remember years ago when I wrote my cat book, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, I was doing the David Letterman show, and I was training Dave's dog at the time. And he was like always on my case, cats are stupid, you can't teach cats anything. When I wrote the book, I brought three cats on the show. They walked across the stage on a leash and harness. They sat, they stayed, and they rolled over, and he never said another word about cats. Maybe we need to do that with you, Doug.
I like it.
Stand by for more from Warren in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that defy the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
All right, in the benevolence of the state of New York, which is one of the most difficult states to live in the country, there's a bill that would ban pet tattoos and piercings because it's abusive. You're probably supportive of that, and I think I would be too. What do you think, Warren?
It surprises me that we have to have a bill that does that. You know, years ago it was a different ballgame. Before microchips and everything, most professional dog people and breeders would suggest tattooing the dogs either on their thigh or their ear for identification purposes. But, you know, I have several tattoos, and to be honest with you, they hurt. And there's no need for them other than I want
them. Where are your tattoos, by the way?
I have one on my leg and four on my arms. But now, if my dog came to me and he was over 18 and he said, hey, Pop, is it okay for me to get a tattoo? That's one thing. But I've yet to see a dog say, hey, listen, I want my lips pierced or I want a tattoo. So I'm 100% against it. It can hurt. It's painful. And more importantly, there's no need for it.
So there's a list that has been produced of the states in our country where pets live the longest. Any surprises there?
Yeah, kind of surprises. The cats live the longest in the states of Montana, Colorado, Rhode Island, Illinois, and Nebraska, which kind of made me. And the states with the longest lifespan for dogs are South Dakota, Montana, Oregon, New Mexico, and Colorado. And the shortest lifespans for dogs are Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Delaware, and Massachusetts.
Really?
It kind of shocked me. Massachusetts caught me off guard. I understand the South because there's more disease down there with the heartworm, and there's more rural areas where dogs might be left out and more susceptible. But it kind of shocked me that Massachusetts was one of those states with the shortest lifespan for dogs.
Now, I have an explanation for that.
There is no explanation, except, you know, they say that the states where people go to the vets more frequently and spay and neuter the most, that's where the dogs live the longest.
Really? Spaying and neutering keeps the dog. I thought they got fat when they get...
No. You know, there's all types of cancer that the problems that disappear when...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.